啊，弟兄姊妹们，早晨好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
先啊，我读两节圣经。
We'll read two passages from the scriptures.
第一节哈巴谷书第三章第一到第二节。
Habakkuk chapter 3, from verse 1 through 2.
啊，第三章第一节到第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 1 through 2.
耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear, O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
第二处圣经在耶利米哀歌第五章。第九到二十二节，耶利米哀歌第五章九到二十二节。
Our second passage will be in Jeremiah.
耶利米哀歌 ，Lamentation.
Lamentations, chapter 5 from verses 9 through 24.
第五章第十九节到第二十一节。
Verses.From chapter 5, verse 19 through 22.
耶和华，你存到永远，你的宝座存到万代，你为何永远忘记我们？为何许久离弃我们？耶和华，求你使我们向你回转，我们便得回转，求你复兴我们的日子，像古时一样。
You, O Lord, rule forever. Your throne is from generation to generation.Why do you forget us forever? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to you, O Lord, that we may be restored. Renew our days as of old.
好，我们下面有点祷告啊。
Have a short prayer.
主耶稣啊，你是我们的救主，你从古到今就是我们的救世主。
Lord Jesus, you are our Savior from the old days until now.
你永不离弃你的百姓。
And you never forsake your people.
你是我们的复活，你是我们的生命。
Lord, you are our life and our resurrection.
求你复兴我们的日子，像古时的年代一样。
May you revive your work as in the days of old.
求你求你也怜悯我们这些话语。
Lord, may you show your grace once again in these words.
求你祝福。
May you bless this time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray these things in Lord Jesus' name.Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们想很多弟兄姊妹最近都听到一个好消息。
Brothers and sisters, I think many of us have heard a good news recently.
就是在肯塔基一个基督徒大学叫 Westbury College 一个复兴领导。
That there has been a work of revival in a college, a Christian college in Kentucky called Westbury.
这是难得在这个黑暗的光景，我们有这种。一个清新的好消息。
That even in these dark times that we can still see these bright good newses.
一个月之前12月8号一个星期三。
About a month ago on a Wednesday.
大学的一个例行的祷告会。
And they were having a prayer meeting.
变成了通宵的祷告会。
And it turned into a, overnight prayer.
一直没有停下来。
Without ceasing.
原来只是20人。
There was only 20 people originally.
然后上百人。
And then 100.
最后上千人。
And then into the thousands.
一天24小时，一周七日，从来没有停过一分钟。
24/7, never ceasing.
学生们一直在那里赞美、祷告、悔改、奉献，一直不停，整整两个星期。
And the students were there for 2 weeks, never ceasing with praise and worship and prayer and repentance before the Lord.
成为当今的最大的一个消息。
And it became such a large, news headline.
以致校方不得不采取行动，把他们暂时改变了他们的时间。
And it was able to, that they were able to change their perspective and to be a testimony.
但是到今天，敬拜仍然在那里。
And even now, there are still people there, worshiping.
而且美国全地全州世界各地的人都 附庸啊，都去。
And people from across the nation, were traveling there.
那个队，你看那个队排的，当时有半个 mile 那么长，在寒冬下，在这个零下的温度，大家就站在寒冬，要进到那个地方，要领受神的恩典。
And despite the cold and frigid weather, people were even willing to wait in long lines in order to enter the chapel in order to experience the Lord's presence.
想想看，我们的波饼聚会，如果一下子变成通宵的波饼聚会，一下子变成几天停不下来，几天星期停不下来，大家赞美，那是该大的一个复兴。
Think about if our breaking of bread meeting, if it turned into an unceasing time of worship and praise before the Lord, what a great revival that would be.
我相信完全神圣灵的工作。
I think that is entirely the work of the Holy Spirit.
没有一个传道人带领，没有一个布道家去兴奋，全是学生自己自发起来的。
It wasn't led by any preacher or pastor, but the students themselves were the ones who were revived and leading that time.
圣灵带领这个学生有一首诗歌，那个学生有个祷告，那个学生有个见证，大家就自发的这样子，一直持续。
The Spirit would lead one student in praise, one student in prayer, and another in giving testimony, and just like that, there was this testimony.
大家一进到会场做见证就说，那种平安啊，那种宁静啊，从来没有体会过的。
And anyone who went there, spoke and testified of just that peace that they felt, that it was something they'd never experienced before.
许多的学生啊，得着神的医治，这是我们时代所医治的。里面的许多的苦毒，许多的仇恨，许多的烦闷，在那个聚会中得着大的彻底的医治释放。
And students also testified that so many of them really felt the Lord's freedom and release when they went there, that all their inner turmoil or struggles that they had within, that they were taken away when they went there.
不是外边那种所谓的神迹奇事啊，医病赶鬼啊，而是内心的一种回转医治，学生们充满对耶稣的爱。
It wasn't something external, but rather it was something that within in their spirit, they really turned to the Lord.
在这个时代，我们看到这样消息，实在是大受鼓舞。
In these times, to hear such a news is really such an encouragement for us.
我所有的一件感动就是，这正是我们这个时代最需要的。
One feeling that I have is truly this is something that in our times we truly need.
我们要祷告神的复兴大大临到我们。
We need to pray for the Lord's revival work.
因为现在正是复兴的时候，现在正是最需要的时候。
Because this is the time when we truly need revival.
你举目向周围观看，我可以说神百姓属灵的光景，整个国家的光景满目疮痍。
I think if we look across all the condition of the church and all of God's people, we can see that right now the condition is very low.
各种的低沉，各种的软弱，哇，真的是围绕我们。
So many weaknesses and challenges, and it can really discourage us.
并且罪恶像洪水一样冲在我们周围。
And we can even see that sin is in the midst of God's people.
这些罪恶，我跟你说，大过索多玛，大过俄摩拉。
Even worse than in the times of Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果没有复兴领导，这个我们这个环境一定被神审判。
And if there is no work of revival, then surely we will be judged.
他怎样审判俄摩拉、索多玛，照样会审判我们。
Just as he judged Sodom and Gomorrah, that we will be judged as well.
所以说真的是要胆战心惊啊。
So we truly need to turn towards the Lord.
前天听到一个消息。
I heard another headline the other day.
英国的那个教会。
That the
国会
Anglican Church.
Anglican Church. 讨论 要把神的名变成中性的名。
To turn the Lord's name into
neutral,
into gender neutral, gender neutral word.
很多人也听过这个。你想想看，还有类似许多的事情，这种悖逆的这种啊、这种啊、这种公然的顶抗神、羞辱主名的事情，节节必是。
And think just how many other topics like this where people are trying to change the Lord's word and his work.
神是公义的神，神是不能轻慢的。
The Lord is holy, he cannot be changed.
神是要施行审判的。
And he will judge.
主耶稣在耶利米书说，我岂不因这些事情讨罪吗？岂不因这样的事情惩罚这些国民吗？
And in Jeremiah, he says that, will I not judge the nations for their acts?
其实审判可以说已经开始。
And truthfully speaking, we can say that the judgment has already begun.
但是
But,
我们甘心这样下去吗？
Do we dare continue down this road?
神的百姓被欺压，神的名受虚辱。
As the Lord's name is attacked, as the Lord's people are attacked,
Asbury 的那个队，那为什么那么长？世界各个地方来，因为人心里干渴啊。
Why did people head from across the nation to this university? Because people's hearts are thirsty.
心里虚空啊。
And their lives are empty.
爱主的人真是渴慕啊。
And those who love the Lord, how much do they desire?
这真是啊，复兴的时候。
This is a time of revival.
所以说。这件事情啊，鼓励我们，我们要为复兴祷告，我们要求神复兴我们的光景，像起初一般。
And so, the situation reminds us that we need to pray for revival, to ask for the Lord to work as in the days of old.
我们知道末世到了，我们看到这种不法的时候，很多弟兄姊妹心灰意懒了，所以说只有一个。对吧？我就追求个人圣洁吧，个人属灵吧，争取被提就行了。
And when we see that as we come to the end time, people are willing to just pursue after their own heart's desires.
因为我们做不了什么。
Because we feel like we can't do anything.
Yeah, 这个愿望真是非常好。这个愿望非常好。
This desire is very good.
但是我有个心愿，在被提之前，我求主复兴我们的环境，复兴我们的教会，复兴我们的国家。
I have this desire that the Lord would revive our church, revive this country, revive in each one of us.
因为啊，如果主耶稣现在降临
，Because if the Lord were to descend now.
神能得主荣耀吗
？Would the Lord be able to gain the glory？
看看现在教会的光景
，Seeing the church's condition today，
神难道要一个瘸子、瞎子当他的心腹吗
？Would the Lord want such a church as his bride？
我们现在属灵的光景，各个教会就像约翰福音，羊门里躺着许多的病人。瘸腿的、瞎眼的、血气枯干的，这其实就是我们在地上教会的光景。
As it mentions in John, there are so many that are blind and lame and weak. This is the church's condition today.
感谢这次 pandemics， 如果没有 pandemics， 我们看不出我们的光景。
We thank the Lord even for the pandemic because it allows us to see our condition.
三年 pandemic, 所有教会真实的光景全部显露出来。
And in the 3 years of the pandemic thus far, we've seen the church's condition revealed.
原来我们还以为我们多不错啊，爱主啊，热心服事。
We may have thought that we're not too bad. We have a love for the Lord and some zeal.
现在看看我们的光景。
But we look at our condition now.
Yeah.看看周遭
we look throughout,
社会的光景
and all of the earth.
你知道上个星期听到有美国的青少年三分之一都有 depression 现在。
I saw another headline that said 1/3 of all the youth in America have depression.
其中包括多少信主家庭的儿女？
Even the children of in families of believers.
包括我们当中的儿女有多少？
Even in the midst of our church, how many are there?
他们被压制。
They've been pressed down upon.
那些青少年们。
These are youth.
受魔鬼的教训迷惑。
And the enemy is attacking.
据说 20% 的人现在不知道自己的性别是什么。困扰。
That even 20% of people are not sure what they believe.
听到魔鬼的煽动。
And they hear the works of the enemy.
变性啊。Change the gender.
Oh, and have this desire to change their gender.
女孩子把乳房切除，所有的青少年吃药，把生育的这种那个过程把它挡住。
And some of the young girls are taking hormone blockers.
魔鬼啊，想把死亡带到每一个地方。
And the enemy brings his kingdom of death everywhere.
神的教会也一样不能幸免的。
And the church is under attack as well.
是的，我可以追求个人属灵，我可以当作看不见这些东西。
Sure, I can pursue holiness on my own, and I can pretend not to see these things.
我可以争取主把我提到天上。
And I can desire to be lifted up to heaven by myself.
但是我想。我如果得被听到天上，留这些事情在地上。
But I believe if we're taken up to heaven with these matters still on earth,
我有脸见主的面吗？
Do we dare meet the Lord's face?
主难道不责问我吗？
Would the Lord not chastise us?
在这种情况下，你有为他们祷告吗？
In these times, are we praying?
你有为这些无辜的人，这些小羊们？出生吗？
For these little lambs, are we laying down our lives?
你有去为他们征战吗？
Are we standing and fighting for them?
这些事你若不做在我最小的一个弟兄身上，就不是做在我身上。
If we dare not do those to even our littlest brother, then we are not doing it unto the Lord.
我想我们每个弟兄姊妹心里都很焦急。
I think for every one of us, our hearts are very right, anxious.
都愿意改变这种情况。
And we have this desire to change these conditions.
但是问题是，我们没有能力。
The problem is we don't have strength or power.
我们软弱，我们害怕。
We're so weak and we're afraid.
你知道，这就是需要什么？需要复兴来到。
So what do we need? We truly need revival.
如果神的圣灵不大大的临到我们，我们不可能有那种勇敢，不可能有那种征战。
If the Holy Spirit is not poured forth on us, we can't have that that stand. We can't have that courage.
我们不可能像彼得、保罗一样，在五旬节的时候那样大大的站起来为主。
Cannot be like Peter during the Pentecost and to rise up and to testify.
你看祭司长用死亡用监禁威胁他们不准讲这个道。
The high priest attempted to accuse them and to stop them from preaching these things.
彼得约翰被圣灵充满怎么说的？
Peter and John were filled with the Holy Spirit.
顺服神不顺服人乃是应当的。
We ought to obey the Lord, not man.
我们所听见所看见的不能不说。
What we have seen and what we have heard, we cannot not speak out.
从而把大复兴带到整个耶路撒冷。
And brought such a great revival to Jerusalem.
带到我们所有全地。
And spread from there to all of the world.
我们现在真的是最需要神圣灵的浇灌，神大能的领导。
So we need the Holy Spirit really to pour down upon us.
其实在历史上就拿美国来说出现了许多次的大复兴。
And in history, even just looking at America, we've seen many revivals.
你看美国历史的你美国教会的历史没有这些大复兴就没有美国。
And in fact, America's history is tied, to the revivals in the American church.
美国历史上曾经出现过三次大的复兴。
There have been three great revivals, in the American church history.
都是在教会光景、国家道德沦丧特别黑暗的时候出现的。
And they came about in the darkest times in church and the nation's history.
把整个局面扭转。
And completely changed the situation.
你知道当大复兴临到的时候
When great revival comes,
神的灵浇灌在一个城市一个乡村一个城镇的时候整个城镇的人全部悔改。
When the Lord's presence is there within a city or an area, all the people's hearts are changed there. You can study.
人只要进到这个镇里马上觉得罪人觉得惧怕。
And when,
恐惧啊马上悔改
and
不用听一句话。
And when people come just into the presence, of that place,they're changed immediately. There's such fear and reverence in their hearts.
圣灵的大能。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
你知道在芝加哥当时大复兴的时候当穆迪起来传福音的时候。
In Chicago, when there was a revival with Moody,
所有的戏院酒馆全部关门。
All of the, theaters and, bars closed down.
全去听道。
And everyone went to listen and repented.
你知道酒鬼妓女这些吸毒的这些罪恶全部悔改。
All those, who were
变成新人
using drugs or in, idleness, Lord, everyone, repented.
监狱也没人了。
Even the prisoners.
你知道现在纽约时报啊纽约时报当时星期天登的是什么真的是传真的是 sermon 就是传福音的话纽约时报
and the New York Times
还有各大报纸都是这样
they speak of it as a sermon all the papers are like this
yeah 有的人说到了美国教会好像多的上次谁说比教会的比这个比银行的支行还多啊到处都是教会。
That when coming to America, people say that, oh, even more than the banks, there are so many churches here.
为什么
?Why is that?
因为神用他的圣灵曾经在这个世界在这个国家整个把这个国家图耕耘过好几遍。
Because the Lord has used his spirit so many times and worked in this nation.
我听到一个故事。这个我们所说的这个复兴之父菲尼19世纪的。
I heard a story about a 19th century brother, Finney.
他有一次到一个纺织厂传福音哦有两个女工哦非常的不庄重在那样嘻嘻哈哈的嬉笑。
And he went to preach somewhere once and there were two women there that were, rather raucous and laughing and having a good time.
他就转脸看了他们一眼
and he stared at them a bit
非常严肃地看了他们一眼
a bit of a stern look
两个女工啊马上心里啊被圣灵感动
and immediately within their hearts those two sisters their hearts were changed
泪水就流下来
and tears began to flow
心里这个内疚感啊一下就起来
and immediately that regret came out and repentance.
结果这个悔改的灵啊马上遍布整个的工厂。
And that work of revival spread throughout, that meeting hall.
厂长下令停工去听
and,
去听道。
And everyone would go to listen to the preaching.
结果这个厂3000人全部信主。
And there over 3,000 people believed.
腓尼一生布道五十万人信主。
All the way up to 50,000 people were saved during this time.
一年在纽约的哪里？纽约州就十万人，在一年之中十万人信主。
Over 100,000 believed in New York through this revival.
我给大家说，就是这个复兴没有这些复兴啊，我们不能保全我们属灵的生活。
Just want to say again that without these revivals, brothers and sisters, we cannot maintain the Lord's work.
不一定需要这些布道家。现在 Asbury 所看到的没有，但是仍然有这复兴出来。
It doesn't require any special conferences. It can come about just like at this church at this college, Asbury.
现在我们的光景是最需要神浇灌、神的复兴领导的时候。
So we truly need the Lord's work of revival to pour out upon us.
当复兴领导的时候，那是倾盆大雨下来。
And when the Holy Spirit comes down, what a joyful day that is.
不像以色列人在埃及啊，他是踩着水车来浇灌。Israel in Egypt, the 踩着水车。
Yeah. Okay. Like the Israelites, when they were still in Egypt, they would tread on the water wheels.
所有的劲都使出来，只能浇灌那么一小块地。
And that the water would go forth and water irrigate the lands.
当大复兴临到的时候，是成批成批的人悔改，所有的信徒冷烂的心全部复苏。
When there is a revival, everyone will receive of the Holy Spirit.
罪人成批成批的信主。
And those that are still yet sinners will become believers.
黑暗的实力啊，可以说是土崩瓦解，在神的能力面前，全部消失。
And whatever works and schemes of the enemy, those are nothing in the face of our Lord.
我深深觉得，我们现在需要这样的复兴。
I truly believe that we need this kind of revival today.
还有，我在11:30了啊，我再花上几分钟，就说怎么来预备这样的复兴。
So how can we experience this kind of revival?
你知道。复兴是神主宰的行为，他在哪个地方做，在哪里要、啊、是神来决定，我们做不了什么。
Wherever this revival happens, it is according with the Lord's planning. It's not something that we can choose or, we can't select it.
但是我们完全可以预备、配合、促成这样的复兴。
But what we can do is to be prepared, to be in alignment, with the Lord's revival.
首先我们必须要有渴慕的心。
So what we need to have is hearts filled with desire.
我们要像那干土啊，干裂的土，渴慕下雨一样的，渴慕雨降在他身上。我们心里要有渴慕。
We need to have this desire like the dry soil yearns for, rain.
就像 Asbury 那些人排着长队，在狂风在严冬里这样子，因为心里极大的渴慕。
Just like those who were lined up in order to enter into that chapel, we ought to have this true desire in our hearts, this yearning.
我们要除掉那种自满的心，觉得自己不错。
We need to
不需要
cast off this thought that we are pretty good, and that we have enough.
愿神开我们的眼睛，看到我们贫穷的光景，看到我们不堪、我们瞎眼的光景。
May the Lord open our eyes so that we would see just how blind, how poor in our condition.
当我们这样子有这个感觉，我们才会呼求。
And it's only when we have this feeling, that we will have this yearning and calling out to the Lord.
另外的话，我们不能存成见。我们要 open-minded.
And we cannot be stubborn. We need to keep our minds open.
We cannot 断定神必须这样做工，那样做工。我们把神放在一个 box 里。
We can't place the Lord in a box thinking that he has to work in this specific way or that specific way.
神做工有的时候超过我们的想象的。
When the Lord works, sometimes it surpasses our what we can imagine.
如果我们虽然复兴会临到，但是我们没有预备，我们会漏过的。
And if revival comes and we're not prepared, then maybe we will be left out.
第三点就是我要讲，复兴一定要从我自己开始。
And thirdly,
从我家开始。
Revival needs to begin within us, within the Lord's, within the church.
求主赐给我们每个人有复兴的心智，然后呢，我们为自己的光景到神面前祷告。
May the Lord give each one of us this heart of revival and that we would come before him and to pray.
最主要的是呀，我们要得住一个生产的灵，生产式的祷告。
Most importantly, we need to have this, sincere prayer and spirit before the Lord.
为我们自己的光景，周遭的光景，像妇女产男一样的，在主面前哀哭，在母面前呻吟，我们这样子得住这个生产式的灵，这个祷告。
That we would be willing to cry out before the Lord about our condition and the condition of those around us in the nation.
这样子的话，借着这样子的，神的灵可以首先预备我们的心。
And in this way that the Lord would be able to truly prepare us in our hearts.
我们的心哦，像荒地一样的，我们每个人的心，现在我的心也是个荒地啊。
Our hearts are like,
barren land.
Are like barren land.
一定要借着祷告来开垦这个荒地。
And we need to pray in order for our hearts in this barren land to be opened up.
到时候神的雨哦会降下来。
So that the Lord's work would descend.
就有许多的收成。
And that there will be, this great harvest.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹，也是我自己，这段时间多多的在主面前预备自己。
So, brothers,
特别是进入一种很深的迫切的祷告的生活。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage all of us and myself as well that we would have this deep desire and prayer before the Lord.
愿主复兴我们的日子。
May the Lord,
像古时一样。
May the Lord revive his work as in the days of old.
好，我交通到这。
I'll end my sharing here.
感谢神啊，提醒我们，接着弟兄提醒我们说，真是我们要祷告，求主复兴他的工作。
We praise the Lord that through our brother, he was able to remind us to really pray to the Lord for this great work of revival.
好，我们接下来再交通一些主的话。
And following, we'll have another some sharing on the word of the Lord.
我们请弟兄姐妹打开约伯记。
Let's first turn to the book of Job.
你知道约伯记是一个非常丰富的圣经卷。
And we know that the book of Job is a very abundant book in the Bible.
今天当然因为时间关系，我们就看其中几节，看看主在现今的时代向我们所说的话。
And because of time, we'll read some short passages from this book to see what the Lord has to speak to us.
好，我们今天读第一章第一节。
Let's start by reading chapter 1, verse 1.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil.
我们看见这一章这一节对着约伯所记载的，实在是我们非常羡慕的。
And we see that this, in this verse, it describes Job as someone who we, see very highly of.
因为约伯在这里，他有非常好的行为，非常好的性格。
And that he has good characteristics written here of the man Job.
那我们刚才有四点，第一个他是好，完全无可指责。
And there's four points for Job. The first is that he's blameless.
也正直。
He's upright.
第三是他敬畏神。
And the third is that he fears God.
第四是他远离恶事。
And fourth is that he turns away from evil.
所以在我们眼中，我觉得约伯应该算是不错的一个主的儿女。
And so in our eyes, we can see that Job is a very good son of God.
但是我们看见，我们读完约伯记之后，我们发现神仍然要把他带到更高之处。
But we see that at the end of the book of Job, that God desired to bring Job to a higher place.
这正是神在我们每一位信徒身上，他的儿女身上要做的工作。
And that is the great work that the Lord desires in each and every one of us.
就不论我们今天光景如何。
That no matter what condition we are currently in,
神在做工。
The Lord is continuing to do His work.
神把我们带到更高之处。
And that He is desiring to bring us to a higher place.
那这个更高之处是什么呢？
And what is this higher place?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
到了新约，神在更进一步的启示。
That in this New Testament, that He is continuing to reveal more to us.
我们看见在罗马书八章二十九节那里。
We see in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 29.
神要我们效法他儿子的模样。
That the Lord desires to conform us to the image of His Son.
我现在要把英文翻译成中文。
And so I will translate English to Chinese.
磨成他儿子的形象。
Conformed to the image of his son.
磨成他儿子的形象。
Conformed to the image of his son.
那我们弟兄姐妹，我们读创世纪第一章，我们知道。
And brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Genesis, chapter 1, we see.
我们受造，我们是照着按着神的形象，神是按着神的形象造我们的。
That man was made in the likeness of God. Image of God.
但是我们堕落了。
But we have fallen.
所以我们不像神了。
So we are no longer like God.
所以我们知道弟兄们也告诉我们，实际上神人的历史，实际上是神在做恢复的工作。
So we see that in the history of man, that God is continuing to do the work of redemption.
Recovery. 因为神造我们，是按照他的形象造的。
And although we are made in the image of God.
但是我们不像神了。
But we are not like him.
但是神说他现在要做的工作就是怎样，就是要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
But what is the work that God is trying to do in each and every one of us? It is to conform us into the image of his son.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们看到这个神的心意，我们是要感谢他。
We see the heart of God and we give thanks for it.
因为我相信我们所有弟兄姐妹，就包括我自己，我们都觉得我们实在在神面前非常的不完全。
I trust that brothers and sisters, and myself included, we see that we are very lacking.
但是当我每次看见，这是神的心意。
But when we see that this is the will of God,
神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
That he desires to conform us into the image of his son.
那我心里就起了这个非常大的大的这个动力motivation.
That there is a great motivation within my heart.
因为我看见神已经要在我身上做成这样的工作。
Because I can see the work that God desires to do in me.
而且神是要在每一个他的儿女身上都要做这样的工作。
That this work that he desires to accomplish in each and every one of us.
所以我们来到神面前实在没有灰心的理由。
So that there is no excuse in our lives.
我们每次来到神面前，我们想说，哦，神就是要在我身上做这个工作的。
So when we come before his presence, we can see that this is the great work that he desires in each and every one of us.
所以来到神面前真的是觉得我们好像虽然自己知道非常的不足。
So even though we might be lacking.
但是我们觉得说神要做的工作一定会做成。
But we know that the work that God has started that he will accomplish.
所以当我们读到这样的经文，我觉得我们的感觉应该是每天我们活在神面前，我们都是非常的等于说心情非常的有向上的感觉。
So when we read his word and we see the will of God in our lives, we should continue to live with a mindset that is set in heaven.
因为我们的心应该被举起。
And our hearts may be lifted up.
来敬拜我们的神。
To give him praise.
因为我们知道这件事情神一定会做成的。
Because we know that he will accomplish his work.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
所以主会做，会来复兴他手中的工作。
And that he will accomplish what he has said.
因为他的工作就是在做恢复的工作。
Because his work is the work of recovery.
所以我们可以觉得每天活在神的面前。
So we think that when we live before his presence.
我们的心情应该非常的乐观。
That we should have a great joy in our lives.
因为我们每次看到那永远的时候。
Because when we look into eternity.
不论我们今天光景如何，
no matter what condition we are currently in,
如果我们能够记住神的话，
if we can remember His word,
想起神的旨意，
if we can remember His will,
所以我们就没有退后的理由。
That there is no room to backslide.
所以我们为这个大大的感谢神。
And so we give Him great thanks and praise.
我们接下来看约伯记第一章第五节。
And following, let's read the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 5.
筵宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would send word to them and consecrate them, getting up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the numbers of them all. For Job said, perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Job did so continually.
我们在这里经常看见就是约伯是一个祷告的人。
We see in this verse that Job is a man of prayer.
我们在这里可以从两个角度来看这个祷告的事。
And there's two points of view that we can take a look at this.
一点是约伯是为着他的孩子祷告。
And one is that Job prayed for his children.
也在这里我们看见约伯是一个做父亲的。
And we see that Job here is a father.
当我这次神感动我来读这一节的时候，我发现这实在是非常应时的一节经文。
And when the Lord touched me to read this verse, it made a great impression in me.
因为我们看见今天在这个世代，我们弟兄姐妹，我们做父母亲的弟兄姊妹，我们觉得实在头很痛。
And for those of us that are parents, sometimes we might have great headaches.
因为我们看见在这个世代，这个弯曲背谬的世代，在这末期，实在有很多危险的情况在我们孩子当中。
Because in these end times, in today's society, we see that there is so much danger for our children.
我们看见孩子们在学校受的教育，受到许多奇怪的一些教导。
That there is great confusion in the teachings of this world.
那在这个社会上生存，好像看到这么多奇怪的事情。
And there is a lot of chaos in today's society.
所以我们作为父母亲的时候，我们就为我们孩子非常担心。
So we oftentimes worry for our children.
但感谢神，神再次借着这节经文来提醒我们这个做父母亲的弟兄姊妹们。
But we thank the Lord that through this verse that God is reminding us as parents
我们应该要为我们的孩子们祷告
that we should continue to pray for our children.
在这里我们看见约伯他这里记载说约伯是清早起来
And it notes here that Job got up early in the morning.
什么叫清早起来
What does that mean to get up early in the morning?
就是约伯觉得祷告这件事情非常的重要
It means that Job considered prayer something that was very essential.
所以在一天的开始早上的时候清早的时候开始的时候就要把这件事情来在祷告在神的面前
That at the beginning of the day that this was the first thing that he could do.
所以我们弟兄姐妹我们已经被提醒过很多次了
So brothers and sisters, we are oftentimes reminded
祷告是非常重要的事
That prayer is something of utmost importance.
那我们今天在这里做父母亲的弟兄姊妹们
And for those of us that are parents here,
我们都一起来为我们的孩子们祷告
May we continue to pray for our children.
因为约伯在这里就是为他孩子们祷告
And so that we can pray for them.
他祷告说他们心中不要弃掉神
And so Job here prays for his sons that they might not have cursed God.
我们在英文这里讲到说一个更严重的字咒诅神
And in the English, it speaks on cursing God in their hearts.
所以这是多么可怕的一个事情
And what a terrifying thing this is.
所以约伯他愿意在神面前祷告
And so Job was willing to pray to the Lord.
让他孩子们说不要弃掉神
So may they not have cursed God in their hearts.
不要咒诅神
May they not have sinned.
事实上神从来没有弃绝过我们
And the Lord has never forsaken us.
所以如果出了什么问题都是我们弃绝神
And so whatever has happened, it is us who forsakes him.
所以约伯为这件事情祷告
So Job prayed for this.
就愿意让他的孩子们更多的能够认识神
He prayed that his children might continue to know God.
知道神是那一位自我拥有的神
So that they might know that God is the one who lives eternally.
那感谢神
And so we thank the Lord.
那这些经文最后讲说是约伯常常这样行。
And so at the end of this verse, it says that Job did so continually.
常常。
Continually.
所以这就是弟兄姐妹我们所听见的，神告诉我们是要怎样，要不住的祷告。
So What does this tell us? This tells us that the Lord desires to continually pray. So Job, as a father, he prayed for his children. And he prayed so continually. And as he prayed, he put himself into the hand of God. And whether or not that God would give him words of wisdom to share to his children. And through his prayer, that he also gave his children to God. And we know that God will use different situations in our lives to work in each and every one of us. So when we see that we have so many problems in our lives, brothers and sisters, our first instinct should be to come to the Lord. And we should not look lightly upon prayer. But prayer can move great things. And so we see that through Job's prayers that there was movement. And so we thank the Lord.
那在祷告，从另外一条来看这个祷告，我们发现约伯在这里是为不是为他自己祷告。
And so when we also take a look at this prayer, we see that the other perspective is that Job did not pray for himself.
在这里我们看见圣经中另外一点给我们的宝贵的提醒。
And that this is another precious reminder from the Word.
就是代祷。
And that this is intercession.
我们知道在保罗劝勉提摩太的时候,
and when we remember that when Paul was encouraging Timothy,
他就是说你要为万人代祷,
that you must intercede for the people.
弟兄姐妹,这个代祷是在我们圣徒里面也是一个非常重要一个神的提醒。
And interceding is a very good, great reminder from the Lord.
也许我们当中是单身或者说还没有孩子的。
And maybe we are single and we don't have kids.
但是我们仍然可以为那些其他的年轻的孩子、少年人来祷告。
But we can pray for the younger ones among us.
因为神要我们在神的家中有这种感觉。
Because God desires us in His house to have this feeling.
就我们弟兄姐妹的事也是我们的事。
That the matters of brothers and sisters are also pertain to us.
我受了难处，那弟兄姐妹应该也为我祷告。
That the hardships that I go through, brothers and sisters can also pray for me.
在神的家中要充满这种代祷的感觉。
And so that we can pray for one another in His house.
所以我们感谢神借这节经文提醒我们这两件事情。
So we thank the Lord that through this verse, He reminds us of these two things.
让我们再往下看。
So if we continue to read.
让我们看见说后来发生了一件事情。
And we see that something happened.
那我们知道一开始我们刚才讲到约伯第一章第一节约伯那时候环境到了现在第二章之后有一些改变。
And that we see that from chapter 1 to chapter 2 that there is a great change that occurred to Job.
因为我们知道这时候仇敌来攻击约伯。
And we see that Satan has come to attack Job.
在约伯记第二章第七节那里。
In Job chapter 2 verse 7.
那里有记载说，这时候约伯是从脚掌到头顶长了毒疮。
And it says here that severe boils from the sole of his foot to the top of his head.
这个环境的变化是非常大的。
And this is a great change in his condition.
因为我们知道在之前在约伯记上描述，我们知道实际上那时候他的所处的环境，不论是少年人或者是年长的，都非常尊敬他。
And that we know that at the beginning that all came to respect Job.
那他也有许多的牛羊。
And that he had a lot of livestock.
那他有许多的 奴仆。
And that he had many servants.
所以那时候约伯是可以说可能是处在一个非常看起来人也看他是非常好的光景。
And that we can see that on an outward perspective that Job at the beginning of this book was a man of great stature and great standing.
但这时候他不是这样的。
But in chapter 2, we see that he is no longer that.
他全身长这个毒疮, 甚至连他的妻子都埋怨。
And that he had severe boils all over his body, that even his wife shunned him.
那时候我们看见说, 甚至约伯的三个朋友, 他们从远方来要来安慰约伯。
And we see that Job had his three friends come from the far east to comfort him.
结果他们还没有远远地看见约伯。
And from far away, when they saw Job,
然后看约伯怎么完全变了一个人了。
And they saw that he was a completely changed man.
然后本来是来安慰约伯, 就是那时候他们自己都忍不住哭了下来。
And that when they saw Job, that they even they cried.
那我们知道圣经上约伯记22章 13节也讲到说, 约伯这时候是非常的痛苦。
And in verse 13, it also says that his pain was very great.
这些他的痛苦是他朋友们都看得到的。
And this pain was something that his friends could see.
所以约伯在这时候他实在是身体上受了很大的一个煎熬。
And so there was a great trial on his physical body.
他非常的痛苦。
And that he was suffering.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
在这里神在对他仍然有一个评语。
That the Lord was to
has a comment
on this condition.
因为在圣经上约伯记2章10节那里有讲。
Because it says in chapter 2 verse 10.
因为就算约伯在这时候非常痛苦的光景里面。
That even in the sufferings of Job at this current condition.
圣经上说,
the Bible tells us.
在这一切的事上, 约伯并不以口犯罪。
Despite all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
我们从这里看见说，发现说约伯是把他的口勒住了。We
see here that Job had silenced his lips.
所以我们发现说，在这里约伯好像看见一点东西。And
we see that maybe Job saw something.
因为我的感觉是约伯现在在回想神的作为。And
my feeling is that Job was looking back on the works of God.
因为他的确知道他那时候敬畏神，所以他知道有神。
Because before he knew that there was a God.
也他也实在是为了神，在神面前非常的正直。
And that he was blameless and righteous before him.
那他也回想说，神以前也真的赐他牛羊仆婢，然后让他在众人面前非常的尊贵。
And he saw the great blessings of God in his life.
所以这时候， 我的感觉是约伯愿意为神做一点牺牲。
So we see here that Job was willing to pay a price for the sake of God.
他虽然不明白现在天上发生的事情，
that even though he did not understand the things that were happening in the heavens,
他可能也不明白怎么我今天从头到脚都是这些疮。
That he might not understand why he is currently in head to toe in severe boils.
但他心里的深处 仍然想说有神,
but in his life, he knew that there was a God. And he knew that this was a God who loved him. So even though he could say so many things with his lips, but for God, he decided to remain quiet. Because this might have more learnings before him.
因为他愿意说他口中说的话，让别人觉得说这个神好像不再做事了。That
he did not want others to think that God was not working in his life.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这是非常宝贵的。
This is something that is very precious.
因为神为我们做了很多。
Because God has done so much for us.
特别是我们每次在波饼聚会的时候,
especially in the breaking of bread meeting.
我们知道神已经把最好的给了我们。
We know that God has given us the best.
所以今天如果我们心里想要说对神有一些埋怨的话,
and if we have some grumblings within our hearts,
那我们应该想起神为我们所做的一切。
May we truly look back on what God has done for us.
在这里为神摆上一点牺牲。
That we can suffer a little for the Lord. And this is only a little suffering. And to quiet our lips and to control those lips. So we thank the Lord. That in the life of Job, God is giving us a great reminder. And there's another thing that touched me that I would like to share.
就是为神摆上一点呢，这是神给我们每个弟兄姊妹的，自己应该有的经历。
And the sufferings of Job is a reminder that each and every one of us must have an experience before God.
但是我们不是要用这约伯的经验去来告诉别人。
But we aren't using that experience of Job to tell others.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是如果我们看见一位弟兄姊妹受苦的时候，
When we see another brother and sister suffering,
我们不应该去跟他说，哦，你看看约伯。
We shouldn't tell them, look at Job.
我们应该让圣灵的工作把这个话提醒在每个弟兄姊妹心里就可以了。
We should use the Holy Spirit, to remind each and every one of us.
因为这一点非常重要。
Because this is something very important.
我想用我自己一点点小小的经历也跟弟兄姐妹分享一下。
That I have a small experience that I would like to share with brothers and sisters.
很久以前和姊妹去探访一对弟兄姊妹。
A long time ago, my wife and I, went to go visit a brother and sister.
那时候在讲话交通之中，那位姊妹就跟我们说。
And as we were fellowshipping, the sister told us.
他说我觉得神不爱我。
She said, I feel like God does not love me.
那我那时候在主里还算蛮年幼的。
And I was still, young in the Lord.
但是我也听过约翰福音三章十六节。
But I had also heard of John 3:16.
所以我本来想说啊神爱世人。
So I thought, well, God so loved the world.
但是很奇妙的是结果我那时候虽然年幼但是好像就觉得说神的圣灵不让我这样说。
But thank the Lord that in my youth, I felt like the Spirit was not letting me say those words.
所以同样的道理就是我本来想告诉他说哎不是神是爱世人的。
Even though, the truth is that God so loved the world.
但是在那种情况之下好像圣灵并不允许我那样说。
But in that situation, the Spirit did not allow me to share.
所以我想同样的经历也是如果我们今天看望一个弟兄姊妹。
So, likewise, if we go and we, see brothers and sisters today,
看到在受苦的弟兄姊妹,
and we see that they are currently in suffering,
我们就祷告说愿约伯这个经历神的圣灵自己向那位弟兄姊妹说话。
May the experience of Job truly be revealed to them through the Holy Spirit.
因为只有圣灵工作的时候这个果效才是大的。
Because only when the Spirit works may the effect is from God.
或者说只有圣灵的工作才有果效。
And only when the Spirit works is there, outcome.
我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
所以从这几节经文我们实在看见神借着约伯向我们每一个弟兄姊妹我们来说话。
From these verses, in the book of Job, we can see that the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us.
也像弟兄刚才交通了实在这是神的工作。
And just like our brother shared earlier, that this is the work of God.
神一定会来复兴他的工作。
That he will continue to do his work.
我们都一起来伏在神大能的膀臂下。
And that we can, come before him in his presence.
我们一起来祷告。
And that we can pray.
好像哈巴谷的祷告一样。
And just like the prayer of Habakkuk.
愿主来复兴，在这些年间来复兴他的工作。
That the Lord might revive his work.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
And so let's have a word of prayer.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你在我们身上的旨意何等的完美。
Because your will in each and every one of us is so great.
而且你说了话就必成就。
And we know the words that you have spoken, you will bring into accomplishment.
你说你要再来，你就必定会再来。
And we know that you have said you will return, and you will return.
你说你要把我们磨成像你一样的形象，你就必定会做成。
And we know that you have said that you will conform us into the image of your Son, and you will do that work.
我为这个大大的感谢你。
So we greatly thank you.
主啊，是的，愿你快来。
Lord, may you come quickly.
在你没来之前。
But before you return.
因为我们在这地上的行事为人能讨你的喜欢。
May, those of us here on this earth, may we do work according to you, your will.
因为我们常常思想你。
And may we meditate upon you.
因为知道你为我们所做的是何等的大事。
Because we know that there is a great work in each and every one of us.
我们也愿意为你摆上一点我们自己。
And may we be willing to sacrifice for you.
主啊，是的，今天早晨愿你再一次在你的百姓当中得到荣耀。
And so this morning, may you receive all of the glory here among us.
也得到一切的称赞。
And may you be lifted up.
得到一切的敬拜。
And may you receive our worship.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.